what sort of, I don't know, unique things did just your family participate in? And it doesn't have to do with Roswell or anything at all, just kind of your family life. Something you know that your family did that others maybe didn't.
When I was growing up, we always tried to take a family vacation, like once a week, or not once a week, like a week out of the year in the summer. And I know a lot of families didn't always get to do that. So whether it was like going to Florida or going, I think we went to Virginia 1 year, but we always tried to take a vacation. That didn't always necessarily include going to visit extended family, because my mother's feeling was that wasn't really a vacation. So we always did that. excuse me.
What did you do for fun in Roswell as a little kid?
As a little kid, well, I went to a private school, so I didn't have a lot of friends in Roswell, in elementary school. So a lot of like the fun stuff I did when I was little was with my family, you know, just going to the parks, going to the nature centers, going to the pool, outdoor stuff, typical weekend things. So,
could you describe one of those outings that maybe you remember?
I remember when I was very young, my dad lost his job. He was laid off, and so my mom was working all the time, and it was over the summer. So my dad quickly had to learn how to take care of a little girl, and I remember just going to the swimming pool with him all the time. Because, you know, there wasn't anything else to do in Roswell at that time, so we always went to the pool, and I remember that, so just having fun with dad.
What was the name of the school that you went to?
I went to the Greenfield Hebrew Academy.
Still there?
It's still there, yeah.
Right. I guess, how did that change once you started attending public school? When was that?
I started public school in sixth grade. I had more friends in Roswell, and I was at that age where I didn't want to sit at home and hang out with my folks anymore. So, you know, I remember going to the Roswell roller rink with my friends, and we'd go to the mall, and the typical teenage girl stuff. So it was just nice to have friends like that lived 5 minutes away. So,
what middle school did you go to?
Crabapple Middle.
This is an interesting topic. Do you have any favorite meals that you can remember when you were little?
Oh, I loved macaroni and cheese. Macaroni and cheese was some good stuff. And I liked. I'm really good with food. My mom cooked this one dish called blintz souffle, and it's kind of a Jewish thing, but oh, it was so good, so fattening. But all the foods, like my favorite foods, were fattening. So, but it was always very exciting when mom cooked blintz souffle.
Yeah, I know about that stuff. My mom's Jewish too.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. All right. Get some crazy looks. Okay.
I know what you're talking about. So, and did you have that kind of fattening special food very often, or is it kind of a special occasion?
It was a special occasion.
Did you have family over a lot?
I guess like once a month or so. Most of the family is out of town, so my aunt would come over. I don't know, maybe like once a month I'd see my cousins, and once a month at most though, because she lived all the way like in Atlanta, so. But yeah, we tried to get together.
And are those the only people in your family that live around here?
Pretty much, yeah, of like the close family. My dad has family all over Atlanta, but it's not necessarily people he talks to like on a daily basis or anything like that. So.
So you mentioned that your parents moved to Roswell. Where was it they moved from?
Atlanta.
So they're from Atlanta?
My mom is from Detroit, and my dad is from, well, he was born in Atlanta, but he grew up in Anderson, South Carolina. So.
Would you say that the majority of people you knew growing up were from the Atlanta metro area originally?
That's a good question. No, I don't think